Good evening. My name is Josie Sampson Corbett. I'm a licensed clinical social worker serving clients in Lake City and across Florida. I was born at Lakeshore Hospital, by the way. I own a local company of 9 counselors and counting. A large number of clinical staff is available in this area. They live here and drive a great distance to find a company they can work with and feel comfortable at. Some of us have also started our own private practices so that we can continue to serve the people of this community. We're building an extensive referral network so that if a client needs something that we cannot accommodate, we can refer them to a colleague who has their best interest in mind and follows the ethical principles of their mental health or social work practice. I'm also a former Meridian employee. When I worked at Meridian, one of the things that we had to do was solicit client reviews. And by the way, if a review was negative, it counted against us. So as you can imagine, most people don't turn those reviews in to get negative employee marks. But one review that I remember getting was, "This place is a beacon of light to the hurting people of this town. If it wasn't here, there would be nowhere for us to turn." I turned in that review for one of the newsletters or funding requests that was sent out, and the client specifically told me that they were talking about me and the other people that they were working with face-to-face in the company. In 2020, shortly after Don Savoy was promoted to the CEO, the outpatient team in Lake City completely vacated in a matter of a few short months. We went from a stable team of 12 who we had been told by our supervisor was the most stable team in Meridian's entire company, to a team that had literally maybe one person or no people since that time. And since early 2020, I've been told by several different people while I was in Meridian and also outside Meridian that there still continue to be no counselors available in Lake City. In my experience, the Meridian direct care staff was not usually a problem. The problem at Meridian has been the poor leadership, or more accurately, the lack of clinical leadership. Choices made at the top and forced upon well-meaning frontline workers are often unethical and wrong. One example, which is still difficult for me to understand, happened to me. Upper management decided to have another clinician call my clients and tell them that I did not want to see them anymore. Meridian's reason for doing this was that I had too many clients. The logic is difficult to understand, but what they did is they wanted to get rid of all of my Lake City clients and have me see people remotely for the Gainesville office. That was their focus. Another change was that more groups were introduced for mental health. If you've never dealt with mental health, that might sound like a wonderful change to serve more people. But my primary client base was made up of people with high anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder. People who are living life in an anxious spiral do not do well in a group setting. And if you have been traumatized, there's a high likelihood that somebody could bring something up in a group and trigger everybody else in that group and cause more problems than benefits. I've recently been told that this practice continues, and somebody told me very recently that the clients are only allowed to have a few sessions, one or two, with a therapist, and then they are told that they will have a group regardless of what they feel or what their therapist feels about it. During my time at Meridian, there were several other programs that were running well in the rural areas, including Columbia County and several other counties, that were systematically destroyed to further support work in the Gainesville office and pursue large grants from local, state, and national resources. Perhaps Meridian continues to do a good job for people in Alachua County. I cannot speak to that. I know that many other clinicians living in this area and the other rural areas around us will not work for Meridian, even though they currently pay more than almost anybody else. Employee reviews are also readily available at Indeed.com. They paint a clear picture of people who want to serve this community and no longer feel they can do so while working for this company. I think allowing Meridian to give substandard or unethical counseling services to the people in this town with their poorly delivered services is a bad idea and is frankly as dangerous to this community as it is to the individual clients. Please consider this before you give Meridian the hospital. Our collective experiences demonstrate that more funding, more resources, and more available space for this company will not provide quality employment opportunities. And additionally, as they are today, will not better the lives of those suffering from mental and behavioral problems living in this community. Thank you for your kind attention, and I wish you well in the decision that lies before you.